Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. We're live from Oakmont Bakery. The 125th U.S. Open is about a mile up the road here, right across, right up Holton Road. We already came across the Holton Bridge, Bob. This is the most incredible bakery in the United States of America, and I plan to partake in many things like donuts and cookies and cakes.
And I wouldn't refer to it as anything but a factory. It's a factory.
It's unbelievable. How did you get down here, Bob, and how are you getting back?
Well, I left my parking spot, which I was debating whether or not I could walk down the hill, which is not a problem. Walking back up the hill is a problem. It's like a mile and a half straight uphill. So I'm going to defer to my recent health situation and not do that. So I just took my car, and I got to go back and re-enter my car, which is not easy to do. But I got to do it, so I do it.
What time did you get there today?
Early. I don't even know it was early. We've been there early every day. No, not that early. I'm not like you. I'm not going to go out and play golf at 6 a.m. and try to get it in. So, no, it was early. We've been early all day. We've been doing a lot of live stuff out here today. NBC has started, which means we're not allowed to show a lot of highlights, but we do have photographers out there taking still pictures of some of these guys who are doing well and some who are not.
Bob, who is J.J. Spawn, our leader right now at minus 4 through 12? Who is he?
He's a guy who's been around for a long time, and he hasn't broken through. He's won some PGA Tour events, but he's not necessarily a guy you would have looked at and said to yourself, well, I'm going to pick him going into this thing. Mid-30s, a guy who, like I said, has been around. I don't know how many years he's been on this tour, but he just hasn't been able to break through. But even that, Joe, look at his career earnings. I bet you if you find his career earnings, some of these guys don't have to win. All you have to do is be in contention. The purses have grown so much that I bet he's made a lot of money in his day. Does it have career earnings if you look him up? Because
I can't find it, Bob.
Four wins. I knew he had wins. I'm not sure. But I'm sure he's made, I bet you he's made about $30 to $50 million already in his career.
Wow. All right. Well, how about our friend Matt Vogt? I was at home watching his tee shot. He looked so nervous at the start. He parred the first two holes. And since then, it's been a struggle. The story is amazing, but it looks like a struggle. You've been following him around. What has that been like?
A struggle. The first two holes, though, par, and then he decides, the first drive he hit, the nerves were, like, just oozing. You can tell. I saw him the last 2 days. He was, like, the last man on the driving range, and he was out there just working and working. And, I mean, this is all an experience for him. I think he knows that it's probably going to last just today and tomorrow. He knew that going in.
The drive he put past the Church Pew bunker?
Yeah, I mean,
350.
He can hit
least?
It that long, but
at
if,
least
if you do that and you go a little wayward here, you can end up with some trouble. So, I don't know what he is. He was plus 7 last I checked. So, yeah, we hope to talk to him afterwards today and see what his thoughts are. But he has a good idea that his career as a dentist is his profession. This is just an opportunity to have a dream come true.
Man, that was fun watching him tee off. I could feel the nerves. He crushed that ball, but it went into the rough on the other fairway, and then he made a miraculous shot and saved par there.
So you'll remember number one from my point of view.
Of course,
because
yeah.
That Zach Blair putted from 122 yards. I hit two really good shots the day we played.
Right.
And I had an uphill little putt that has, if you don't get it to the, if you go too far, it'll go way off the green. If you hit it too short, it comes right back at you.
The roll of shame back.
And how many times did it come back to me?
At least three. At least three.
And I thought they were good putts. So that's the kind of stuff that lies out here for these guys. So even though the scores right now seem to be good at minus four, minus three for Gary Woodland, I suspect by the end of the day it's going to get even firmer. That you're going to see mostly over par scores.
Have you seen any of Phil Mickelson? Might he become a story today?
He almost made an eagle on a par four. He missed, just missed. You know, can he? Sure. This may be his last Open, the last championship that he's going to play. I think his exemption status runs out, which means he's going to have to do something and finish in the top 10 or something of that nature. He certainly has the game, although yesterday he was having all sorts of problems in the rough. He couldn't get the ball out of it.
Really?
You didn't see the video?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to show you the video. Twice, he was just greenside, just a little flop shot, just to, missed it altogether the first time, and then it popped up and went straight back down the second time. He couldn't move it.
Wow. I've seen a lot of
when you see guys do that, then you know it makes you feel better about your own game.
Well, the course seems to be, obviously, with the weather here, firming up. And there have been some shots today that I've seen that I thought the ball, whether it's on the fairway, the green, right off the green, where I thought the ball was going to stop. And then it rolls backwards, it rolls sideways, and it never stops. It just keeps going.
I mean, that is what Oakmont is all about. It's just, you know, to try to be fair. We talked to Devin Bavard yesterday. He is the senior director for agronomy at the USGA. And his job really is to make the course the way it is. You know, he oversees it all. And he said, I want to make it fair. So if you hit good shots, you will be rewarded for those good shots. But I'm going to keep in mind what the guy who designed this course back in 1903, Henry Fones, did. And if you miss a shot, you should pay a price. If you miss it badly, you'll pay a bigger price. And that's what the goal is. So as long as it's fair, and I think it's fair. I think it's very difficult. But, you know, you miss a shot here, you're going to pay a little bit of a price for it.
Do you still think the winner will be plus or no?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I think it'll be plus two. I'm not going to go away from that.
Who do you think will win? Who's your prediction, Bob?
Well, I took Tommy Fleetwood at the last moment because I just thought he was due to win. He's been knocking on these major doors for a while. He hasn't won anything in that capacity, but I think he's a very talented guy. But so many guys are capable here. Veteran guys. You talked about Adam Scott's a veteran. Brian Harman's a grinder veteran, all those kind of guys. If they get hot, they could win.
What's the worst thing anybody's done on the course today? I saw somebody chip just like me, Bob. They were 5 feet off the green, and I forget who it was. He chipped, and it went 6 inches, just like me. Did you see anything like that?
You do see that from time to time. Here's a good thing. It's not the right stuff. I wanted to tell you, a friend of mine who runs a betting site, in Las Vegas. He was texting me all these different prop bets. One of them was, do you think anyone will shoot in the 90s at any point of this 72 holes? In the 90s.
Do you?
Yes or no? Yes. I will bet you one person somehow will shoot in the 90s.
Wow.
Do you? Probably not.
I don't know. How often
that's
does 20 that
over
ever
par.
Happen?
That's 20 over par.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has happened in previous, depending on conditions and everything else. The other one was, how many players do you think will finish the 72 holes under par? For perspective, in 1994, the answer was zero. In 2007, the answer was zero. 16, it was four. It was Dustin Johnson who won, and the three others were under par. So the over and under is 4.5. Do you think there'll be 4.5 over under scores in the red when this is all said and done?
I think under. What's the weather supposed to be like the next
Well, that's the other thing that's going to change. If it does rain, there's supposed to be thunderstorms around.
Right.
Then, all of a sudden, everything changes because now it might be, softer. And these players can go after pins if it's softer.
For sure. What else did you see there, Bob? What's the media tent like? Is Jerry Dulac there? Is Malzy there? What's happening?
Yeah, they both are there.
Malzy
I think Chris,
is there?
He was, no, I don't know. He was there yesterday. I saw him. I don't know where he is today. But we saw Jason Day, who has this new clothing company. I don't know if you've seen his. The other day, I thought he was John Daly. He had shorts on that looked, you know, American flag, baggy. This company he does stuff for, it's a different kind of company. And he's almost unmistakable out there. When you see his clothing, you'll know it's Jason Daly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw his getup the other day. Limits, the thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me greatly saddened. Would you like to join in? Say hello to Bob.
Bob, good to talk to you as always. I just watched Bryson DeChambeau take a long shot on, I think it was either 13 or 14, Bob, where you talk about just how fast the greens are. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he hit a ball that typically on, I guess, what you'd consider a lot slower of a course would just drop right near the pin. And the ball took off with an exuberant amount of speed completely into an area where he can't even putt it off the green. Like, when people say that these greens are so fast and so rapid for the players, how can you put that into perspective for people?
Well, I mean, Joe has a first-hand account of this in the Post-Gazette. I thought it was a very well-written article, column, about your experience here. And the pictures that I had, Joe's in the collapse mode on his knees, praying, looking up at the gods. I thought you were saying, please rescue me. Is there a helicopter to pull me off the golf course?
I was.
That's what it'll do to a handicap who's higher, and that's just the way it is. So, and they play from way back. Where we played, it was up front. You know,
they're playing 1,100 more yards.
Yeah, 1,100 more yards.
Which is crazy.
That's like two more par, four and a five.
Some of those back tees felt like they were a football field away, didn't they?
Yes, they did. This is one of those things that you'll see a lot of people, like the Pirates are out here, Skeens, and a lot of those guys came out here. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be here tomorrow. There are a lot of people who just love golf and will come up and watch it. And you'll see some people that you recognize in those crowds.
What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers' comments the other day, Bob? Did he win the first news conference? Did anything jump out to you?
I mean, I think he did, only because he made it all, you know, I'm an all-in kind of guy. I'm ready to go, and okay, we'll see. You know, he's saying all the right stuff right now. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see if he can complement or work with Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin on how they want to pursue their offensive goals and strategies. I think Aaron Rodgers loves to throw the ball. I think he appreciates the ground game. In Green Bay, they had one that worked for him and it did a lot of good things. They need to establish that. I'm one of those guys, Joe, I don't know about you, but I thought the best thing I've said it a million times was Fields, because he has the opportunity to advance his status as potentially a franchise quarterback because he's 25. You can maybe extract that from him. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, this is clearly 1 year, I think. I don't know that he's going to go beyond this. But I also see where he can be effective.
What if he's really good this year?
Do you think they're going to bring him back?
I do, yeah.
Define really good.
Our eyes will tell us. 27 touchdowns, 10 picks, and they make the playoffs.
If that's the case, then he'll be 43 next year, because he's going to be 42 midseason this year.
Maybe he's one of the freakish ones.
Maybe
the only one other than Brady. Maybe.
Yeah, most people will disagree with that, I think, just because of the age factor.
I'll disagree with that, but it's possible.
It's possible. And that's why I say the Steelers are trying to not sacrifice this season. They want to win. They'll do anything they can to win as far as bringing in people who, you know, again, when you're chasing a quarterback, though, this is a situation I'm sure they want to end soon. They do not want yearly quarterback competitions or a rotation of quarterbacks. This will be what, the fifth different starting quarterback in 5 years, something like that.
Yeah,
you can't keep doing that. It's just not good, because if you have somebody who is established in that position, you then could put all of your other resources and assets into drafting other needs and signing other positions. When you're constantly searching for a quarterback, it makes it very difficult to do that.
Bob, you seem mildly depressed today. Are you? Or are you happy?
I'm tired.
Giddy? You're
tired. I'm tired.
I know. I figured you'd be tired.
It's been a long week.
You got up too early today.
It's a long week. You know me. I like to sleep a little longer in the morning. But we've been up here all week early. And then once you get here, it's great. I mean, and it's starting to get nice and hot, so I like that too.
Limits, are you sensing that from Bob, that he might be a little bit fatigued from covering the Open today?
Maybe a little bit, but it's good reasons to be fatigued. By the end of the week, it'll be so rewarding for Bob. He'll put his hands up in the air, just like the winning golfer will, and be like, successful week. Now let me find the pillow for the next 12 hours.
Yeah, hey, you know what, though, Austin and Joe, you don't get a chance to do these very often, these kind of events that come to Pittsburgh.
When's it coming again?
Well, the U.S. Women's opens in 2028, so that's just 3 years from now. I believe they have a United States amateur coming here again soon. And then I think it's 2034, the next U.S. Open will be here. So because they are a, quote, anchor site they get always in the rotation. And USGA invests in their club. They take over it. They put money into it. So that's a good thing for Oakmont when the USGA gives you a lot.
What other notable media people did you see, Bob? You mentioned Mulsey wasn't there. Is Bill Plaschke up there? Is give me some names.
I haven't seen. A lot of people were asking for Paige Sporanic if she was going to be there, but I haven't seen her. I don't know if she may be here.
Is Tiger here?
No. Tiger won't show up here. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like a Michael Jordan decided, hey, you know, I want to go over there and watch I Like Oakmont because he's played here before. He might decide to fly in and surprise people. But no, I haven't seen many other, the Golf Channel guys who I know pretty well. I saw Mike Tirico yesterday, wished him well. We were talking a lot about, he's excited to do the NBA now for them on NBC. They have that coming up.
The Golf Channel guys are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, they're real good.
Who's the older guy? I don't know.
Rich Eisen?
Rich Eisen's here?
Not Rich Eisen. Rich Lerner. I'm sorry. I got my Rich.
Who hosts the
show?
Yeah,
he's a host.
Yeah. Oh, boy, is he good, Bob.
He's really good. He's been doing this for a long time.
They went hole by hole yesterday with a drone.
Yeah.
And the guy who refurbished
Gil Hans. Gil Hans. He was terrific explaining.
Was he great or what?
He, by the way, so I was up at Pebble earlier this year.
Yeah.
They have contracted him Spanish Bay out there. It's a beautiful golf course. They're changing the whole thing, and they've given him carte blanche to do it. All 18 holes, kind of just tearing them out and putting new ones in. And it's a beautiful, right along the coastline, really great property. So this guy's in high demand for whatever reason. He's like the architect that everyone wants.
Right.
And I'm sure he charges a lot of money to do it. But if you walk over those grounds where you play, you'll see the changes are spectacular.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was a great show where they went hole by hole. And they did hole number 13 where I got a par, Bob.
Yeah, I remember that, and I remember
it was 140 yards.
And my
for us.
Biggest problem, and it'll play probably 190 for them. There's not much space back there to make it anything more, but still, 190 is 190. You made a great shot, setting up a par putt down the hill, slick. It was probably 14 on a stint meter. You made it. I was rolling. At least I thought I was rolling to give you a memory for your lifetime. And I did not. I didn't push the record button.
I know,
but I do have your result. I have the photo of you pointing up to the sky.
Which is great, and which ran in the paper yesterday with my...
with your falling on your knees, collapsing, get me to the 19th hole, I need a drink.
Bob, what did you think of Mario Lemieux and Ron Burkle said to be interested in the Penguins again? FSG couldn't shoot it down fast enough, but it's not like that came from nobody. It came from Pierre Lebrun. Somebody's trying to stir up some stuff.
Is
David Morehouse trying to stir something up?
Well,
What's happening here?
David's now doing stuff with the Steelers. He's a big...
But he said to be in on this, too.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to think. I am sure... I mean, when I saw that, totally shocked. Like, what? They want to get back into it. However, I would totally endorse it because I think the way that Burkle and Lemieux ran this thing was the way I want to see the Penguins to be run. More of a...
Family atmosphere.
Yeah, a family
Less
atmosphere.
Less of a corporate atmosphere.
And Mario being there all the time, invested in what's going on here. Now they have a problem, and they kind of alienated him, I think, and he hasn't been back. That's not good for the look. And I also think the Fenway Sports Group is such a big company. They got the Liverpool Soccer Club. They got the Boston Red Sox. They got everything. The only thing that would change if this ever did happen, one of them would be the broadcast rights and what would happen there. But I think, I don't know. I don't know if it's just speculation. I don't know. There must be, for Pierre Lebrun to put it out, there has to be something that triggered that.
Somebody told him something.
Yeah.
And it was, I imagine, a primary source. So it's interesting.
Yeah, but
I'll say that much.
I'll tell you what, anytime you can get Mario Lemieux involved in anything, it's great. I mean, he just has this cachet about him. He loves Pittsburgh. He contributes here in so many ways. His foundation with Nancy Angus and Drew and all the people involved, they do a wonderful job in really giving back to cancer research and Austin's Playroom Project, all of it. Fantastic. So I would love to see him more involved. I just don't. I can't imagine him getting back into ownership. He seemed like he was very relieved to move on.
That's
and
the interesting
enjoy,
thing.
You know, he's a grandfather now,
right?
Over and over, and he likes being the granddad.
Bob, who is Gary Woodland, and why does he have a Pirates hat on? Not at the course.
That's not
today,
a Pirates hat. That's a Puma hat. Let's get your come on.
That's
now.
A Pirates
that
hat.
That is not a Pirate hat. It's
what?
A P for Puma.
It's a Pirate hat.
No, it's not.
It sure looks like a pirate hat, doesn't it, Limits?
It does look like a pirate hat.
Look under Puma
about.
Hats. You'll see a big P there, and that's how they do it. It's Puma.
Bob, should the Pirates sue Puma for copyright infringement?
No.
It looked very similar.
That's a good
it's
question,
It's not the
Limits.
Same exact P. You have to be the exact P. Well, what he is a U.S. Open winner. He also had brain surgery. Many people thought he'd never play golf again. This is a great story. And a really guy who's... After all of this happened, has turned to just, I'm having a great time. Nothing's going to stress me. I've been on the brink of something I didn't think I'd come back from. He has a wonderful attitude about it, and I think that's serving him well right now because he's 300 par.
Yeah, that is a hell of a story. Bob, it looks like T-Bird is leaving. Does this sadden you?
T-Bird just going with all the beautiful ladies in Oakmont Bakery. That's what he's doing. Yep. He's moving around, and he's like...
He did a hell of a job today, our friend T-Bird. And what a man he is, right, Bob?
T-Bird, let me ask you something. You like your hat on backwards? Because I'm not a hat on backwards kind of guy. Is that a sign that you're cool and young? Because I see, that looks better to me. I'll get a show of hands here. How many people like that look? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be shy. Or turn it around backwards with a brim
facing. Turn it around backwards, T-Bird.
Which do you like better?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, the backwards.
Why
hat.
Do you like that?
All the ladies like that better. Yeah.
Okay. You know why? Because he has a man bun. That's what it is. He's got a man bun, and you're attracted to the man bun. I know what you are. I see.
Mr. Sensitive Man Bun Man.
I just can't
Bob,
do that look. Do you?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
A man bun?
No that look hat backwards.
I couldn't do a man bun.
Here's
if
a
I
secondary
to.
Question. Your brim is not like this, but you see those flat brims, like you can use it as a charcuterie board, that one of those? I hate those looks. Do you like those?
Why is this woman handing me puffs, Bob?
Because you're going to probably cry by the end of the day.
Crying? There's Judy and Paul Wood. Very nice people.
Hi, Judy and Paul. Who's the little one?
Mia.
Aww, Mia. How are you, Mia? You can't talk, but we'll get your translator. How old are you, Mia?
Incredible.
6 months. Wow.
Beautiful.
Pretty baby.
Absolutely beautiful.
Looking around, you know that's Joe Starkey. He is a big star in the market right here. Mia, you'll be happy. One day you'll remember this moment.
Her first time meeting Bob Pompeiani is going to be memorable, Bob. All right, Bob, what's going to happen the rest of the day? We're waiting for Jeff Hathorn to join us.
What's going to happen the rest of the day?
Which will happen momentarily, yes.
My bet is that you're going to see scores go in the opposite direction. Some of these -4, -3 will start moving back. I see Rory's given some back. He was 200 now, 1. I think it gets tougher as it goes. It gets faster as it goes. And I think you'll see scores more in the even par range, especially later in the day.
Bob, I'm still trying to figure out why that lady handed me a thing.
Puffs.
Puffs. Yeah.
Puffs.
Especially
is there some sort
ultra
of
soft.
Here?
Yeah. Ultra soft and cushiony.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why that just happened.
Are you sure they're not guesses? Are you sure they're not
Maybe.
Peeps? You remember Peeps, the candy?
No, these are tissues.
These are tissues.
And I think they heard Joe talk about how he came to his knees. He may have read the column where he's on his knees praying to the gods to get me out of Oakmont and right to the hot dog shack and the transfusions. By the way, Joe, did you have a transfusion that day? Oakmont makes the best transfusions.
You had one, though, and you liked it.
I had
it.
Two.
Do the players eat hot dogs at the turn, Bob, while they're playing?
They're not allowed. No, that turn
they're
isn't
not
open.
Allowed to?
Not allowed. They don't. They have food in their bag. They probably have something that's already pre-made. Caddy will hand it to them, and you'll see a banana at some point that's in their bag or a sandwich that's on ice somewhere. And, you know, so, no, they don't stop and do what we do. That's the difference. I'm looking forward to the hot dog and the transfusion. They're concentrating on every little inch of every putt they read.
Do you
think
any of them sneak beer around?
No.
They allowed to?
No.
What would happen if they got caught drinking beer on the course?
I'm sure the commissioner won't approve of that.
Can it's they not, have it's coffee? Just,
that's the difference with us. You know, you want to have a good time. I'm interested in scoring, sure. But I'm also interested in just the social component
Angel
of this.
Angel Cabrera was firing up darts. By the way, have you seen? And our friend Greg showed us the clubhouse and the history part of Oakmont. They have the cigarette butts under glass from when Cabrera was firing up darts coming down the 18th fairway.
It's like a museum of that sort of stuff. If you go in there, it's all the original stuff from 1903. Nothing's been changed.
How do you save the cigarette butts?
There's no... Well, do you remember when gum? Whose gum was it? Went on eBay. How do you know that's a real gum? Somebody bid a lot of money on somebody's gum. I forget whose it was. They must know. I mean, they have. But the benches that those guys sit on have spike marks from guys who used to play here and won here, big names, and they haven't changed one thing in there. It's really like a museum.
How much would gum with Bob Pompeiani's chewing go for? Do you think, Joe?
At least $1 million.
I agree, Joe. We have Jeff Hathorn standing by.
Jeff Hathorn.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care of the PGA, White Claw, and Jim Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Jeff, say hello to Bob Pompeiani. You may have crossed paths with him already today, so this might be renewing acquaintances.
They are erecting the statue of him right now, and he is missing his own ceremony.
So, Jeff, I have to ask you, because watching Vogt a little bit, Did you put in a request to talk to him afterwards? Because you have to apparently have at least six requests before he goes to the flash zone.
We have.
Yeah, so we did too.
So
I think, I don't know, how, he must be on 15 or 16 by now, but your thoughts about him and also the rest of the field?
I thought it was, first off, I mean, to be the first guy out, to hear your name, and as much as you try to enjoy it, block it out, to stand on that first tee and be in that situation, you can't duplicate the emotion. So the fact that he got it airborne, I don't care how good of a player you are, was a big move. He then hooked it into the other rough on the other fairway and then hit a shot onto the green and made par. I thought that was a win right there. Beyond that, I mean, there have been some struggles that probably were understandable. He's had, two doubles and four bogeys. But I just think the fact that he's playing in it, given all that he's been through, is pretty awesome.
Man, I'll say, Jeff Hathorn, we're at Oakmont Bakery right now. Jeff is about a mile up the road at the course. Have you seen any epic fails today, Jeff? Anybody with a golf blooper?
I just saw one from Rory.
What'd he do?
Where he was in the heavy hay and then tried to get it, too far ahead, and it ends up on the side of the next bunker. So, lauding Rory for those two early birdies, and now it looks like that score could tumble back a little bit as he still continues to play that hole. So, I mean, listen, you could find shots like that all over this course. I mean, if you think you've got it, or you get a birdie here or there, it may just be to help you for a double that's coming. So that is what makes this place so maddening for these guys, is to just accept bogey sometimes, because they're so good, you think you can get out of anything. And if you try to do that out here, you could put up a big number.
So, Jeff, I want to ask you this. I spent some time this week at some of the tour trailers they had down there. The Srixon trailer went in. Paul Skeens was in there, actually. And you talk about, they had a request. Listen to this.
How random is
that? They had several requests for the guy who does all the club making.
Yeah.
For 5-wood, 7-woods, and even a 9-wood. And the players who play the practice round on Monday especially came back and said to their machinist in there, who's great, by the way, they make these clubs in like an hour. just brand new. And so he's chiseling away, and he was saying, he was explaining to us that we've had more requests for seven woods. I've never had that. And the players seem to suggest that if you get in this rough, right, Jeff, you can take a wedge and go sideways, maybe get it out, but they're thinking differently. They want something with some loft so they generate speed. They can at least move it ahead at a better, you know, length. So I thought that was interesting, the request for that many.
To hit out of the rough, yeah, the seven wood.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that is,
and I heard this from Scotty Scheffler, guys, that this stuck with me. When he was being, he was asked if he was going to have a seven wood, and he said maybe. Said, but if I hit in the rough, I'm thinking more seven iron. And I think his, what he was implying there is, let all these guys try to think that they can get it to the green out of this rough. I'm going to play it safe and accept, you know, and try to get up and down from the fairway.
Right.
And that is the type of mentality. Because if these guys think they can get it out of some of this, I mean, if you've been out here, Bob, I mean, this stuff is so thick. And that rain just did nothing but help it out.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. I know you got to get back to the course, and we'll talk to you at 12:27 or thereabouts. What a man you've become.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This Oakmont update was brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.